Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs starts now.
One of the things that's coming up a lot for folks regarding mortgages, folks that are in mortgages that want to come up with a way to lower their payments is doing what's called a recasting of the mortgage. I want to get into the details about that because I do get a lot of calls and I've seen a lot on the news about this, little stories here and there about mortgage recasting. You know, some of it's advertising, some of it's, you know, just news stories about it. But it's one of those things where most people don't understand, even a lot of mortgage people don't understand what it is. So as you probably can guess, the mortgage is the single largest expense generally in any family's monthly budget, right? And now, of course, because of where we are with interest rates, it just doesn't make any sense to do anything in the way of a refinance. You know, you're probably not stuck in a 9-10% mortgage, right? That's my guess. So why would you refinance and get down to 7? It just doesn't make any sense. The 7's an increase in I'm sure every case at this moment, unless you had some crazy hard money loan. Mortgage recasting is what happens when you take a chunk of money. And that's what the recast is. You're taking a lump of money, 50 grand, 100 grand, you know, whatever it is. And you're throwing it at the mortgage, basically saying to the mortgage company, I want to pay a chunk of principal, and then I want you to reset the loan. Right? They do what's called a re-amortization of the loan to reflect the new lower balance, and then that will decrease your monthly payments. And ultimately, how much money you'll pay in interest over the life of the loan as well. Obviously, when all of that changes, everything changes for it. The rest of your loan terms all generally stay the same, including the length and the interest rate. There's no change there. It's just, you know, a recast. So let's look at the math so that you can better understand this. Let's say you took out a mortgage for $400 at 5%. Your monthly payment at, you know, $2147. So 10 years later, your outstanding balance dropped from that $400 down to $325. Call it $325, $368 is what the calculator says. And you decide to recast that mortgage. By the way, the recast fee is really, you know, you're not paying huge fees. It's only a couple hundred bucks. But let's say you owe that $325 and then you want to put $60,000 towards the principal and then re-amortize to get the payment down. So that 60 takes you down to like 265. And then you get the mortgage company to recast your mortgage and your payment goes from, you know, 2147 down to 1751. So you can save $400. Your $60,000 gets you $400 a month. So it's significant. By the way, when you look at the total cost of the mortgage, you end up paying about $34,000 less in total interest through the life of the loan. So it's not a bad deal if you've got the money to do that and recast it. Not every bank will do that. Handful of the major lenders do it. Rocket Mortgage, Chase does it. I'm not sure about other lenders, but you know, it's one of those things that you should look at if you've got a chunk of change. Conventional mortgage loans only. The government loans, by the way, the VA, the USDA, the FHA, those loans are not eligible. By the way, those FHA loans, those make up about 60% of the loans in this country. Got to have some equity in your home. You got to have a chunk of money. You don't want to do it for $5,000 or $10,000. You want to do it for $50,000 or $60,000 or more. So think about the process, reach out to your lender and see what makes sense for you. But ask the question if you're in a position to do it and you've got a little chunk of change there.
You've been listening to the Credit Show podcast with Harry Jacobs. If you need assistance with your credit, text CREDIT to 702-778-2000.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.